In Job 34, verses 2 through 4, we read this. Hear my words, you wise men. Give ear to me, you who have knowledge. For the ear tests words as the palate tastes food. Let us choose justice for ourselves. Let us know among ourselves what is good. Elihu is a young man, and those are his words. And at this point, he's full of anger and vigor. In fact, he really thinks of himself at one point of God's answer to Job. And even though Elihu misjudged what was happening at times, he makes some very valid points with some spiritual truths. I mean, look at the scripture that we just read as an example. Elihu is right. When we eat something, we know whether it's good or bad. How? By the taste. And it's the same with hearing. We discern what is right. We take that and we leave the rest. And we're told to do this in the New Testament as well. And you can see 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, and 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 20 through 21. Now, Elihu goes on in Job chapter 35, verses 14 through 16, and he says this, although you say you do not see him, God, yet justice is before him, and you must wait for him. And now, because he has not punished in his anger, nor taken much notice of folly, therefore Job opens his mouth in vain. He multiplies words without knowledge. What is Elihu saying here? He was saying that when things seem wrong, we usually begin questioning God and we rarely cry out to him or praise and thank him. Rather than waiting on God, we start to complain, allowing our hearts to become bitter. We then begin opening our mouths when we should remain silent. Whatever you're going through today, are you turning to God and blaming him? Have you considered crying out to him and praising him instead? If you feel like he's keeping you in the dark and do not know what he's doing, praise him and wait. He will answer, and he may be drawing you closer to him. Proverbs 17:27 says, he who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit.